What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode on the For the Dreamers podcast, where we talk about everything peace, love, and positivity. This is your host, Serenity, aka Rad Ren. You already noticed it's been about a month and a half since I've uploaded an episode for you guys. And genuinely, I have missed being in this creative space and, you know, coming here to just let my thoughts loose and speaking with you guys and hearing such amazing feedback from you guys in every episode. I've genuinely missed being in this space, but I had to take some time for myself in the process that I was going through to really take that time to digest the changes that were undergoing in my life and the changes that I wanted to undergo in my life. And you know, that's what I want to talk about today, and just really catch up with you guys and let this be more of a personal episode and share the journey that I've been going through since I've uploaded on my birthday, which was amazing. To all my friends that came out for my birthday, thank you so much. I had such a grateful time spending those moments with you guys. And my 26th birthday, I can genuinely say, was one of the most amazing birthdays that I've had, because being in that space with true friends that really enjoy my presence and see the value of my presence and just celebrating my birth was a very humbling experience for me. And it allowed me to be very authentic in those moments and really share how grateful I was to be in that moment with people that actually curated a day just for me to make me feel special. But enough about that. Again, thank you to everybody that came out for my birthday. I really appreciate you guys. But yeah, like I was saying, I really just want to talk about the process I've been undergoing and why I had to withdraw from being creative a little bit and just, you know, pour into myself. Because I feel like as a creator, and you know, the creators that listen to this, whether you make a podcast, whether you upload content on social media, you have a YouTube channel, whatever it may be, people that are in a creative space, I feel like can relate to what I want to talk about today. In, you know, sometimes as productive as you want to be in your creative process, sometimes you do have to withdraw and pour into yourself. And there is an amount of guilt that comes from that, especially when you've been so productive and you know, really showing up for your supporters and the people that love your videos, they love to listen to you. You know, having to step away from that and say, this is the moment that I need to pour into myself, right? And yeah, before we get into that topic, I really just want us to take a moment to get personal here. And you guys in the last episode left a lot of positive comments on the episode, and I really just want to create a more communal space here. So I want you guys to go ahead and pause the video and just, you know, let's just chat. How's everybody been doing? How's life been treating you? Let's get honest. Let's get raw. Let's get authentic. And, you know, just let me know how you guys have genuinely been doing. How's your spirit doing? How's your soul feeling? How are you doing emotionally, physically, spiritually? What changes have you been undergoing? So I want you guys to go ahead and take a moment, take all the time you need, whether it's a short message in the comment, a long message. I really genuinely want to hear how everybody's been doing. So go ahead and pause the video, or not the video, but the podcast, you know what I mean? Go ahead and pause the podcast, leave a comment below. And, you know, I really just want to interact with you guys on a deeper level and really curate that communal space with one another to where we can actually be authentic and genuine and raw and feel a little bit of poeticness with one another. So go ahead and take your time, pause the podcast. I'll be here when you come back. And I always love reading all your guys' messages. It really helps me stay motivated in hearing what you guys have to say, and knowing that what I'm doing here is influencing your guys' life and keeping you motivated to keep going. And the words that I have to say are genuinely impacting the journey that you're undergoing. So go ahead and take a moment, pause the podcast, and just mind dump below. Let me know how you're genuinely doing on a very raw, genuine, authentic level. Now that we've had that moment with one another, and I really can't wait to listen to your guys' comments and, you know, really just dive deep into what you guys have to say. And I do pin some of your guys' comments to the episodes that I really feel like resonate with me and, you know, the positivity of what I'm sharing. Now, again, now that we've had that moment, let's go ahead and step into what we're going to talk about today. So like I said, I had to take some time for myself and step back and really pour into myself. And the main thing that I did during that process was getting really clear on what it is that I want in my life and what it is that I no longer want in my life. And in that process, it was a complete unwiring and also a new wiring. So it was a very in-depth process that I had to go through with myself in my solitude, you know, with my close friends around, and being able to step into that authenticity and doing the work behind closed doors. And, you know, I feel like a lot of the times we can get so stagnant, right? Even if we are in this process of constantly growing and evolving within ourselves, doing the self-work, doing, you know, the shadow work, you know, going to the gym, just doing all these things to help ourselves grow in a routine, we can still become stagnant, right? And I felt like I was, in a way, allowing myself to enter into that space. I was creating, I was going to the gym, I was going to work, I was hanging out with friends, I was studying, you know, taking care of my responsibilities. But I, as the individual that I am, and, you know, whether you resonate with this or not, I like to be in a constant state of evolution. I like constant change. Ever since I've really accepted change, now I crave that in my life. Whether it's a change in my routine, a change in my mindset, a change in my scenery, my friends, you know, my family, just in general, I've learned to fall in love with the process of change. And there came a moment when I came home from work and I took a moment to sit down with myself, because I do feel like society has made it to where having moments of silence with yourself is something that is scary or frowned upon, so to speak. But I personally love to have those silent moments with myself, especially when I come home from work, because in the field that I'm in, I deal with a lot of people, I deal with a lot of strenuous situations, a lot of real life situations. So I need those moments to decompress where I hear nothing. I come home, I hear crickets, right? No music, no TV, just sitting on the floor in complete silence, allowing my thoughts to speak, allowing myself to feel how loud they've been throughout the day, but I haven't allowed them to really show up for me because of the noise that I went through within my day, right? And, you know, I sat down with myself and I'm like, you know, I'm happy. I'm very happy where I'm at with myself in my growth process and, you know, how I'm growing as an individual. But why is there this sense of emptiness? And so I started to journal. I sat down. And what I love about journaling is that you may think that you have nothing to say when you journal. You may think that there's nothing that's going to come to mind, but once your pen meets the paper and you ask yourself just such a simple question, such as, what's going on? How are you doing today? Because, you know, 75% of the time when you're going throughout the day, not a lot of people ask you that. And I think as human beings, that is something we need to ask ourselves more. We need to care about people more because we're so stuck in what we have going on in our world and how we're doing and having those mental check-ins with ourselves. But when someone stops in their day and asks you, how are you doing? How are you feeling? It makes you feel seen and heard and valued. And it's a principle that I try to live by in my friendships. You know, maybe I'm not gonna get to it every single day. At least once a week though. With my family, I try to do that. You know, with my coworkers, people that I'm with for a third of my life, you know, I want those people that are in my life to feel seen, to feel heard, to be valued in my presence, right? Now, to not go on a tangent about that, because that's a whole other topic that I could talk about. But like I said, you know, when you sit down and you journal with yourself, things just start to flow, and that's what happened to me, right? And at the end of my journal session, the last line I asked myself, and it was like a big aha moment for me, was, what are you doing? What do you want to get clear about? And I feel like that's not a question that we ask ourselves a lot, right? I mean, we do. We say, like, you know, we talk to ourselves and say, okay, what are we doing? Like, what are we going to do today? How's the day going to be planned? This, this, and that. But really just opening up a broad spectrum while also in the duality of that, really narrowing down, like, really, what are you doing? From a broad spectrum to also a pinpoint view, right? And I was met with the duality of that. Right? I'm like, in a broader scope, I'm doing amazing in my life, right? And in my definition of amazing is completely different than yours. So we can have completely different perspectives on that, right? You curate that definition however you need to. But then that question really just closed the telescope for me. And I said, okay, but what am I really doing? Am I being a good person? Am I showing enough care to my friends, to my family? Am I feeding into the things that matter in my life? Am I sacrificing my non-negotiables? Am I sacrificing my wants and my needs? What is it that I no longer want in my life? What is not making me feel seen, heard, valued, appreciated? Right? And really getting down to that pinpoint of saying, like, damn, how am I aiding in my own suffering? Right? And in doing so, really getting down to a point of that, and I'll go into that in just a little bit, but really getting down to a point and sitting on everything from such a pinpoint level and sitting back and evaluating all the parts of my life, financially, spiritually, in my connections, in, you know, my romantic life, in my relationship with family, and this, this, and that. I'm like, wow, there are a lot of things that have mattered so much to me that I have not been pouring into because I've been so focused on the broad spectrum of things, of what I want to accomplish, that in a way, I've been neglecting my own needs and the things that matter to me, right? And I feel like this is something we need to do more often. Right? Because you can be doing amazing. you can be hitting all the points in your life, financially, spiritually, romantically, in work, career, friendships, family, right? You could be doing amazing. But sometimes you need to be met with your own humility and say, in just a little way, and you can feel that lingering of when you have that slight bit of I wouldn't even say emptiness, but for a lack of better terms, lack, right? We all as humans feel like there's a sense of lack. We walk throughout the day and we have a sense of lack, right? There's that little tiny piece. And that's sometimes what we need to focus on, right? And we don't have to make it a negative thing, right? But it's just something that we really need to settle down in that humility and get honest with ourselves and say, again, how have I been a part of my own suffering? And get to a point with ourselves that we can be so honest that we are able to get clear in what we want and what we no longer want in our process. Who do we need to remove from our lives because they're no longer, you know, really aiding in our journey? And I'm not saying that everybody that we have in our lives has to aid in our journey, because I do genuinely believe that not everyone has to add something, but the peace of their presence is enough, right? But how are they really making you feel, right? Because you can become stagnant in friendships as well. And you can get so used to people that you don't ever really evaluate that connection and say, damn, like, you know, what is this really doing for me? Is this taking me away from pouring into the things that I need to? Do I need to close this door with someone else so that 10 more open for me? And that takes a huge level of honesty with yourself that might hurt, because humility is not an easy thing to accept with yourself, right? And, you know, in that process, especially with friendships and people that I had around me, I had to get honest with myself and say, I don't want this simply for the fact that I don't want it. It no longer makes me feel good. And that might be selfish, but if you want to get to a point to where you no longer have that lacking mindset, it's the brutal honesty you need to have with yourself. People are about experience. Not everybody's gonna be there in the season where you're growing. You're not meant to share that seed with everybody, right? And that's why it's so important to have this introspection moment with yourself and be brutally honest. Because you might be taking people along with you that are pulling from your energy to get to where you need to be. And they don't necessarily have to be doing anything. It could just be, you know, what they're doing in their life. Does that match up with the values that you have in your life? Or have you just accepted because their presence feels better than being alone? Right? And that was a question that I really had to answer deeply with myself. Because as a person that I'm very much a giver. I love to have people in my space. I love to share the love that I have with people, because I know what it feels like to not be in that space where you feel loved or you feel seen or you feel valued. So it's something that I want to eternally share with the world, but not everybody deserves that. And that also goes with your career, right? In what part are you playing of your own suffering in that field? You may love your job. Your job is financially stable. It's providing to you everything that you need materialistically. But when you sit back and you say, okay, what values does this job emit? And is this job lining up with my values? Again, that's a level of honesty that you need to have with yourself. And however you move through that journey is how you move through that journey. Maybe you allow that job less access to you. Maybe you find a whole nother job, right? But if that is no longer serving you in the things that you are getting clear with yourself, just having that mental note and having that change will allow you to be in a space to where you say, you know what, I've gotten clear with myself. I don't really deserve this. But we can get so used to, we're routine creatures. We love homeostasis. We love to feel comfortable, all of that. But I say this in every single episode, comfortability is the enemy of growth. Put yourself in the uncomfortable positions so that you're able to change and get clear with yourself and really say, you know, what's the intention behind everything that I'm doing? And this was also something that, you know, it wasn't even getting honest, or it wasn't fully getting honest with everything that was outside of me. It was getting honest with everything in myself and saying, you know what, Serenity? There are some things that you are doing to yourself that you haven't been clear in, right? You know, maybe I haven't been the best friend to people. Maybe I haven't reached out to people enough, right? And granted, we all have life that goes on. So you really do have to be easy in this process with yourself. But, you know, what are the things that I have been lacking that are aiding in this part of me that is feeling this lack, right? What is making me not feel whole? How am I walking throughout my day and totally disregarding things that I know I need to be doing for myself? But because I've been so stuck in this routine and in this comfortability and this flow, that I'm not being honest with myself and saying, I can be a better person, right? And you don't always have to beat yourself down and say, well, I can be, you know, a better person this way, that way. No, you have to acknowledge how far you've come. Because in the past, when I tell you guys, I was not a good person. I wasn't. And I can be honest about that because I've accepted the humility. And this is why I push myself for change so much, because I've hurt so many people in the past. I've broken so many people in the past. Friendships that were broken because of my actions. Family relationships that, you know, broke trust because of my actions. So I will always be in this constant state of evolution with myself, because I want to be a better person, but I also want to get clear in what it is that I genuinely want for myself. What do I need to remove from my life that does not need to be there? Because it's not about checkers, right? It's about chess. Move your pieces strategically so you can get to the end of the board. And that board isn't versus someone else, it's versus yourself. Because there's someone else on the other side of that chessboard, and I promise you 99% of the time, it's you versus you. But who's going to make that move first? The you that's rooting for you, or the you that's rooting against you and wants you to sit in that comfortability, that doesn't want to see you change, that doesn't want you to be honest with yourself and say, damn, get it together. Be a better person. Stop worrying so much about yourself. Care about people more, because that's you know, the whole reason for this life thing is to pour into one another. And, you know, there's a question, if you follow me on Instagram, I posted and I said, you know, why can't we admit that we're all facing a broken heart and we're all broken? And, you know, why can't we be there for each other through the brokenheartedness that life has unapologetically met us with? But because of our egos, we are so in fear of vulnerability while our inner childs are suffering. So be that person that opens up your inner child and also opens up someone else's inner child, right? And, you know, in this process, like I said, there's a lot of humility within myself. And, you know, a lot of the things that I was doing that wasn't really aligning, you know, with my purpose. And, you know, maybe I'll speak about those things in a different episode, because you guys can probably resonate or relate to it. And if you guys want me to talk more in depth about that, again, leave a comment and we'll really go into depth about that. But, you know, I really genuinely feel that as I've undergone this process, it in a way has made me softer with myself and more gentle with the people around me, but also standing firm in my boundaries and removing the people-pleasing needs because of the fact that I can't do that anymore for myself. I need to get clear in what Serenity wants and get clear in what Serenity can give. There's that duality that you meet yourself with when you get clear in what you want, what you don't want, your needs, your desires, your goals, how you're gonna get there, and not even having a roadmap, but just having that clear vision. The mental shift that takes place, although it may take that level of honesty with yourself, that's really just going to pull you back and say, wow, like it's going to bring up some guilt and some shame. And that was also another thing that I realized too, was in sitting back and realizing some of my actions that weren't aligning with where I wanted to be and weren't getting me clear on what I wanted. I really felt my inner child coming up and placing that guilt and that shame on myself, because that was something that was deeply rooted. And I think that was the most beautiful part of the whole process. When I sat back and I asked myself that question that one day, was slowly watching as the weeks went by, my inner child come up, my anxiety come up. And I'm like, why do I have anxiety? And naturally I am an anxious person. I feel energies, you know, very deeply. They do affect me, right? But this was a different type of anxiety. And I had to sit back in that and say, wow, because this guilt and this shame is coming up with myself and in the fact that I haven't been a better person. This is a part of my people-pleasing tendency, right? So in levels, it came as guilt. It came as shame. It came as inner child coming up. And then from there, it was, okay, people-pleasing. Because now I'm removing what no longer serves me because I need to for my own peace of mind, for where I want to go. Now I'm going from this people-pleasing mentality to limiting access to people. And I don't think this is talked about enough, in the fact that when you are shifting from that people-pleasing mentality into limiting people's access to you, because now you've gotten clear with yourself, because you're picking peace over anything else, that guilt and that shame comes up. And you're like, wow, like, you know, maybe I messed up and you know, how is this person going to view me because I no longer want them in my life, or I'm not saying yes to them all the time, or I'm not that available to them. How are they viewing me? And, you know, I need to show up for them, right? All those things come up. And the people that listen and they have that deep-rooted guilt and shame from people-pleasing, from inner child trauma and that deep-rooted shadow self, understand what I'm saying. Making that mental shift is so hard on your mentality, because it's that deep-rooted unwiring while also learning a new wiring. And undergoing that process, you need to be gentle with yourself. You need people around you that are going to be gentle with you, And that makes all the difference in undergoing this process of really getting clear with yourself. Because shame, guilt, humility, having to be genuinely honest with yourself and others is going to come up. So get clear with yourself. Ask yourself the genuine question of, what is it that I really want? How can I be a better person? What have I done that was not so good? Where do I see myself in 3 years? And one of the questions that I really had to ask myself, and it may sound a little bit dark here, but if I were to die in 5 years, would I be able to say I'm a good person and that I've achieved everything that I've wanted? And another question that was really eye-opening for me that came up was, what are my needs, wants, and desires? And make a list of them. And you don't really know what your wants, your needs, and your desires are until you journal them. Type them out, whatever it may be, make a voice recording. You don't realize how many things came up. I had almost two pages filled with desires, needs, non-negotiables, things that I require from myself, my romantic connections, to my friendships. Things that I didn't even really know were there until I sat down with myself, got honest, and brought myself to that comfortability or the uncomfortable state of being in humility and getting so clear with myself that it's like, hey, I need to be honest with myself right now. So when you're going through the process of getting clear with yourself, just remember to be gentle with yourself, but also remember that it's something that's necessary for your own growth. And when you're going through the process, you know, your energy might be off. You might not feel your best because those deep rooted emotions are going to be coming up. But you have to remember that it's a necessary process that you have to undergo for your growth. So be gentle. Keep people around you that are gentle. If you need to remove people from your space when you get clear with yourself, that is okay. Because you are the author to your book. Nobody else gets to write that story. So even if you decide one day, hey, I no longer want this person in my life, don't think that that person needs an explanation. You might say, hey, you know, this is something that I no longer want in my life. This energy just doesn't match, whatever it may be. But if you don't even feel like you need to say anything for your own peace, then don't. Peacefully remove yourself, because you owe it to yourself. You owe yourself enough self-worth that you no longer people please, because it's about you. It's not about anybody else. So when you're undergoing this process, just know that it's going to be worth it, whatever comes up for you. But right now, in the age that we're in and the way that the world is shifting, this is something that you have to do. So get clear with yourself. Take the time to be honest. Thank you guys for tuning in on another episode of the For the Dreamers podcast. I can't wait for you guys to stop by for the next episode, where we're going to be talking about the process of letting go and, you know, what really comes with that journey. As always, endlessly grateful for all you guys, sending you all the love, all the power. Namaste. Have a great day.